Paul Ramel here in the studio this afternoon. We're going to interrupt the old time show for a few minutes because we want to bring you kind of a special report up by Atwater, Minnesota. The Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd boys cross country team competed up there about an hour ago. And on the phone with us is Ed Hagelin. And Ed, tell us a little bit about what's going on up there today.
Well, it was an interesting meet. Not quite the same as going to St. Olaf College with thousands of spectators and all of that, but it was a pretty nice day. You know, it's a little windy, and I don't know what it is, 50 degrees.
Okay.
What they did is they ran in five waves each class. The large schools ran yesterday, and the small schools were today. The girls are this afternoon, starting shortly. The boys ran this morning. So there were four different races of teams, up to four teams, you know, trying to limit the number of kids on the course at the same time and the number of spectators. And then the fifth race was all the individuals that were not part of teams. And so we ran in the fourth, Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd ran in the fourth wave, and which was the fastest heat. They ranked them by, you know, by scores and times and all of that. And in that race, boys ran a good race. We did have Zeke Sather was in kind of right in that pack of third, fourth place, and on the first lap around he fell. He went down, completely down on all fours and looked a little shook, but he got right back up. But by then he was in a little ways back in sixth place, back from that pack of five. And so that was disappointing. We went and one of our people went over and looked at where he had slipped, and there was one hole on this whole slope going downhill, and he happened to step right in that hole. Didn't seem to really hurt himself, but you know, you get disoriented a little bit and lose a few seconds easily right there. So that was disappointing for him, but he really fought back and hung in there. He ended up in sixth place in our heat. And then we had Darius Fenske was right behind him in seventh place. And then we had, I think Hunter Martinson and Caden Allpress and Mason Bramer all came in about that. I think they were kind of that 14th, 15th, 16th in that heat.
Okay.
So it was a really good pack right there. And then Peyton Sterud, who was really battling a hip flexor injury, was really questionable whether he was going to run or not. He wanted to do it for the team, and you know, to finish the season, and he did. He stepped up really well, but he ended up in that sixth place position on our team. I forget the exact placing. He was probably in that 18 to 20 place. And then Eli Hegland ran as well, and he was our seventh runner, and he came in, I believe it was 23rd or 22nd out of our heat. And again, they kept the numbers down, so there was up to like 25 to 28 kids per heat, and so our placing in that was, but we got third in that heat, which was the fast heat, out by 2 points. We lost to Lake City by 2 points. Nova Academy out of St. Paul, they actually won our heat, and they ended up winning the entire race, the entire meet for the day for the small schools. They were wearing blaze orange jerseys. It almost looked like deer hunting opener when they were running down the course, all seven of them, and they were just outstanding.
What school do they represent, Ed, do you know at all?
Well, it's Nova Academy is the name of the school.
Okay.
And so, again, today they all ran... like we ran as the we couldn't run as Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd, you know, high school. We ran as the LQPV DB Toon Club is what they called themselves.
Oh.
So it was, they all had to have different jerseys and stuff, so mm-hmm. they could not be, since it's not affiliated with the high school league, they had to do some, you know, some different
right.
uniforms. And so this Nova Academy, it's a school in St. Paul. I think it's a publicly funded charter school, or I looked it up. They're in St. Paul, and they were just really, really good. They did well, and Lake City beat us by 2 points in that heat. So we thought we had good times. We thought we were kind of in that third place position, but when all was said and done, you know, it's really hard to know where anybody fits at a normal cross-country meet, because you're always wondering whose number four runner was ahead of our number three runner and all that kind of stuff. But we kind of thought we were in that third-place position. I was talking with Coach John Qual. He stepped in and coached since the State High School League couldn't help. I mean, our coaches couldn't help officially, and so Coach Sherb had to be on the sidelines and not be part of it. But John Qual stepped in and did a great job. I was talking to him, and he kind of suspected we might be in that fourth or fifth spot, and he was right. We ended up in fifth place. It was strange to not be running head-to-head against these runners.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked for sure to see what places our individual runners ended up in, where Zeke was at individually. It was a different meet to not all be head-to-head, but it was kind of what we had to do. I'm kind of trying to scroll through it as
we speak. That's fine. I just should mention, like you mentioned, this was not sanctioned by the Minnesota High School League because they did not have a state tournament, as you mentioned, at St. Olaf, but it is put on by the Twin City Running Club, and they call it the Twin City Running Club Showcase, and it's held at the golf course in Atwater, Minnesota this year. Kind of a nice thing for the Twin City Running Club to do, to put this on.
It is. So. That's right. It was great to have it this close for us. It was ideal. I mean, some of those kids coming up from Lake City and down from, you know, Duluth and that area, and even Perham, for us, it was really nice to be, you know, 75, 80 miles from from our area. There was some connection through the Wilmer longtime cross-country and track coach that was able to pull it to Atwater, because I think that from what Coach Wall was telling me, this Jerry Pop from Wilmer was he and his son were or are members of that golf club. So it worked out well.
Nice.
That was a nice place to hold it. It was, again, it was really small crowds for each race.
Right.
Probably just, each runner was only allowed two people. There was an opportunity for each team to have a couple of other guests there.
Okay.
and so you know, you really keep those numbers down for people, but it was there was still lots of cheering and lots of yelling and
good,
and it was fun. Yeah. It's just,
so that completed,
you know, so different.
Anything else, Ed, individual?
Just as we were talking here, I looked up. Yeah. I see Zeke Sather got 21st place overall.
Okay.
Darius Fenske was 22nd. Their times, Zeke was 17:21, Darius was 17:25. I'll scroll through here. And next for us would have been, I see from Canby, Minnesota, I see Blake Stokes was 45th overall.
Mm-hmm.
And Colton Dice, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, Colton Dice,
was 50th overall.
Okay.
So that's just a little update for the Canby Minnesota fans.
Good.
I see Hunter Martinson was 54th with a time of 18:13.
Mm-hmm.
Caden Alpress was 56th, the time of 18:14, right behind him. And then again behind him was Mason Bramer in 59th with 18:17. Let's see, Peyton Sterwood. Again, Peyton was running injured, but he really gutted it out and did a nice job. He came in 89th. With a time of 19:14, and Eli Hegland came in 98th with a time of 18:49.
Yep.
and again, these are the overall times and places with all of the teams competing and all the individuals. Right. There's a number of individuals competing that their team didn't qualify or didn't have complete teams, and so that's how the scoring all works.
I got to ask you, how your son Eli, was that his first varsity race, Ed, or? One of the first ones?
No, he'd run a couple this year, and I think he even ran one or two last year.
Oh, okay.
But you
told me earlier in the week that his goal was to not come in last place.
That's right. Yep, and he did not. Overall, he came in 98th out of 117. So, and then in the heat, there was one runner from Lake City that was behind him, and so
he's got to be happy about that then.
He hit his goal of that, yep. But he was it was nervous, but you know, they all were they all were nervous for it, and so it was overall it was a good day. Just a little, again, disappointing. The last 2 years, it seems like we've been stuck in that fourth place spot, and and this year was fifth, and so you know, but it's that's still a great accomplishment to be in the top five in the state, even though it was a little bit strange of a unofficial state meet. That we'll go with it and say they got fifth in state.
Right, an outstanding season once again for the La Caprile Valley Dawson boys cross country team. What was the section champions? What, for 4 or 6 years in a row now, right?
Yep, I think it's been at least, I forget how many, four anyway.
Yep.
And so that is great. We've got a lot of young runners, but we're losing quite a few seniors here.
Yep.
Our top three runners, which were Zeke and Darius and Hunter, are all seniors. And
okay.
So that'll be, you know, and Evan Hegland, my son Evan, was running also, but... Coach Sherb told him to stick with football now after the section meet was over, and he's a senior as well, so he'll be losing four of their top really seven or eight runners.
Right.
But there's a really good crew of the JV and junior high runners coming.
You bet.
Hopefully they can step up and get some good work in next summer and do this again next year.
All right. Well, Ed, thank you for the report from Atwater this afternoon. I appreciate that, and. You did a great job, and hopefully we can be down at St. Olaf next year.
That's right. We hope so. Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate you covering this.
All right. That's Ed Hegland reporting from Atwater, La Caprile Valley Dawson Boys Cross Country results there. We'll mention for you Canby Mineota fans, Patty Merritt is filling in for Allison Pesek. And she'll be calling back later this afternoon. And the Canby Mineota girls, they're going to run at around 1:15. Well, they should be on the track here. We'll get results from them here in a little bit. So.